Chapter 17. You may have heard that chimpanzees and dolphins are among the world's most intelligent creatures, but recent discoveries have convinced scientists that many of the world's farm animals are smarter than we thought. Take sheep, for example. Scientists at the Barbraham Institute in Cambridge, England, report that sheep are good at remembering faces. In a study of sheep's memory, they found that the woolly creatures can remember 10 human faces for more than 2 years. Of course, sheep find their own species even more memorable. They can remember 50 different sheep faces. Pigs are clever too, especially when food is involved. Researchers in Bristol, England, found that one pig would follow another to the food pan and then take his food. Pigs quickly learn to trick the clever pigs who are out to steal their dinner. Another research has suggested that some animals even practice various forms of group decision-making, as the following example illustrates. The African buffaloes had agreed. It was time to head east. The decision was made quietly. Several members of the herd simply stared into the distance, and the whole group took off in that direction. The buffalo's behavior has got the science world talking. Last month, researchers announced in Nature magazine that they have learned how some animals make decisions. They vote. The study by Larissa Conrant and Tim Roper of the University of Sussex in England could change the way people view animal behavior. Most groups of animals have a dominant leader, so people had naturally assumed that the group simply follows the leader's decisions. But this study suggests that the animal kingdom is more of a democracy. So, how do animals vote? It depends on the animal. Roper and Conrant observed red deer in Scotland and surveyed other animal behavior studies to find other examples. Red deer move when more than 60% of the adults stand up. African buffaloes will travel in the direction that the adult females are looking. Whooper swans decide when to fly with head movements, and bees dance to get the other bees going. Does all of this sound simple? It is. As Roper says, democratic decision-making needn't be a complicated business.